stand behind me performing.
Jeg skal ønske dere velkommen til kveldens andakt. Vi skal bruke aftensang, vesper. Liturgien blir på norsk, men andakten selv blir på engelsk, så jeg håper det går fint. Gud, kom meg til redning. Ære være Faderen, og Sønnen, og den hellige ånd.
Som var i begynnelsen, og som nå og alltid, og i all evighet. Amen. Halleluja.
Vi hører Guds ord fra Salme 46. Til sangmesteren av Kåres barn etter alemot en sang. Gud vår tilflukt og vår styrke, en hjelp i trengsel, funnet overmåte stor. Derfor frykter vi ikke om jorden vakler, om fjell skakes i havets hjerte, om dets bølger bryter og bruser, og om fjell skjelver ved dets overmåte seiler. En strøm, dens bekker gleder Guds by, den høyestes hellige bolig. Gud midt i den, den skal ikke rokkes. Gud hjelper den når morgenen bryter fram. Folkeslag bruste, riker ble rokket, han lot sin røst lide, og jorden smeltet. Herren, herskarenes Gud, med oss. Jakobs Gud vår faste borg, Selah. Kom og se Herrens gjerninger, som har holdt ødeleggelse på jorden. Han gjør ende på krigene over hele jorden, bryter buen i stykker og hogger spydet av. Vognene brenner han opp med eld. Hold opp, og kjenn at jeg Gud. Jeg opphøyet blant folkene, opphøyet på jorden. Herren herskarenes Gud med oss, Jakobs Gud vår faste borg, Selah. Ære være Faderen og Sønnen og den hellige ånd, som var
som og alltid, og i all evighet. Amen.
Vi hører dagens, det vil si reformasjons, dagens evangeliumtekst fra Johannes kapitel 8. Jesus sa da til de jøder som var kommet til tro på ham, dersom dere blir i mitt ord, da dere i sannhet mine disipler, og dere skal kjenne sannheten, og sannheten skal frigjøre dere. De svarte ham, vi Abrahams ett, og har aldri vært treller under noen. Hvordan kan du da si, dere skal bli fri? Jesus svarte dem, sannelig, sannelig, sier jeg dere, hver den som gjør synd, syndens trell. Men trellen blir ikke i huset til evig tid. Synden blir der til evig tid. For da synden frigjort dere, da blir dere virkelig fri. Slik lyder Guds ord.
Thank you.
Christo for Bocinivor Heilige Tro. Jai Tro, O Gud Fader, den Allmächtige, Himmels og Jordens Skaper. Jai Tro, O Jesus Christus, Guds innvorne Sønn, vår Herre, som ble unnfanget ved den Hellige Ånd, født av Jomfru Maria, pint under Pontius Pilatus, korsfestet, død og begravet, vunnet til helvete, stod opp fra de døde tredje dag, for opp til himmelen, sitter med Guds den allmektige Faders høyre hånd, skal derfra komme igjen for å dømme levende og døde. Jeg tror på den hellige Ånd, den hellige barnen i kirken, de hellige samfunn, syndernes forlatelse, legemens oppstandelse, og det evige liv. Amen.
Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The Lord of hosts. If you've taken the opportunity to glance in the Old Testament into that expression, it's all over the place. And yet how often we hear it without thinking about what that really means. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, the Lord of soldiers, the Lord of forces which fight and do battle. Yet on this Reformation Day, our minds are often filled with other kinds of fights and other kinds of triumphs. We sing gladly the hymn we just sung, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. And if we think about the history of that hymn, a mighty fine hymn, and yet all too often, it's been the battle hymn of the Reformation, of the church triumphant here on earth, which, as we know, isn't quite the case here on earth. 1617 already, the 100 years anniversary of the Reformation in Dresden, three-day festival. And on the second day, the highlight of the whole festival with trumpets, kettle drums, was built around a mighty fortress. And throughout the centuries, it's been gladly sung, and rightfully so, by not just Lutherans, by all sorts of Protestants, and yet all too often with an overtone, perhaps of the church triumphant. Now certainly we celebrate the gospel's victory, Christ's victory, the victory of God's word. And yet if we think about the history of the hymn as we approach the First World War, all too often it's melded in to the history of a certain country or the history of a certain denomination. A history which perhaps met its culmination in World War II under Nazi Germany. And since that time, the hymn has had a reversion, if you will, back to a more spiritual understanding. Hymn of trust, of comfort, sorry, trust, as Luther originally described it. The Lord of hosts is with us. Of course, the hymn is a paraphrase of this psalm, working in important elements of John's gospel. But when we think of Psalm 46, and we think of the world around us, and we think of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. There's so many battles out there. Seems in a world which is increasingly hostile to Christians, increasingly hostile to the right confession of God's name and of His word, that the walls are getting tighter. And one doesn't know what tomorrow will bring. One doesn't know how things will be with free speech in Northern Europe, much less throughout the world. One doesn't know how it will be with persecution. And the song of the church triumphant isn't really a song that resonates with us anymore. And yet, the idea of the Lord of hosts, it brings such great comfort. If we think of the words of Psalm 46, He breaks the bow, he shatters the spear, he burns the chariot with fire. And we think of the enemies of God's church and the enemies of God's word on the outside, and rightfully so. And we remember with great comfort who our refuge and who our strength is, our very present help in trouble. And he wages war, and he will be triumphant. And yet, the Lord does not fight his battles according to our expectations, and not always in the places and at the times where we would expect. And in fact, this hymn gives us two very clear indications of that. If we think of the battle imagery of this hymn, there's one who comes forward. The Lord Jesus, he comes to wage battle. And we think of the battle scene of ancient days, where maybe one representative from the army would come to duel with a representative from the other army. In this, as a representative for the whole the army, and the fate of that little conflict would spell the fate of the battle. And if we think about Luther's idea in this hymn, and we think of some of Luther's writings about the battle which was waged between our Lord Jesus and the powers and the devil and his powers, Luther doesn't describe the battle as the Lord God Almighty coming down with might. He describes it more in the fashion of the humble shepherd boy David going out to meet Goliath. That is the battle that Luther often has in mind. An unlikely hero, overmatched it would seem, and yet fighting in the Lord's strength to do battle with all the powers of Satan. That's how Luther describes it. And so we're reminded that the Lord's manner of fighting isn't what we would have expected. He came to do battle at the cross, and he endured the battle for us in his own flesh. We're reminded another time in this hymn. It says, "One little word can fell him," in the English. And Luther actually admits to what he had in mind with this word. It's a word from John 18. The forces of the devil are gathered around the Lord to take him captive, to take him to his death. And they ask, and Jesus says, "I am him." And we can't think it was willingly that they fell down when he said that. They fell down because he was the Lord. He is the Lord of hosts. And yet he was on his way to his death and to the cross. The Lord does not fight according to our expectations at our time and in our ways. But we rejoice that he does fight. And he will win the victory, and we will see this at the last day. And yet, I don't want to stop just there. It's so easy to think of the battle on the outside, the battle in the world, and the culture wars, and problems in church and world, and so much more. And yet, every Christian should think in his or her heart about another battle. That the Lord Jesus has not been so indifferent as to turn aside from. It costs a lot to fight. And yet there's a battle in the heart of every Christian. And the Lord Jesus did not draw back from that battle. He did not draw back from taking our sin away from him, from us on the cross. And neither does he stop fighting for you and for me in our lives. Sin clings to us throughout our lives. The hate, the bitterness, the lust, the envy, the idolatry, the bitterness, it clings to us. And if we had a Lord who was not a fighter, he might just let us go. And yet there's great comfort in these words. The Lord of hosts, he does not stop fighting for his own. He does not stop waging war against our sin through his word, through the gospel, which cannot be suppressed and will not be suppressed. He does not stop fighting through his word of law to call us to repentance and to turn from these enemy forces which seek our destruction. He does not stop fighting. And the most wonderful thing is that he does not stop winning. He will fight for you through his word, even to the last. Even when you're taken to that final stanza of a mighty fortress, the kingdom ours remaineth. Even if our expectations in the battles of this life are all lost, take the goods, fame, child, or wife. Let these all be gone, and they yet have nothing won, because he has won, and he will win. And he will complete this work which he has begun in each of us by his mighty word. And for that, we give thanks especially this Reformation Day. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Min sjæl ophæer Herren, og min ånd fryder sig over Gud, min frelser.
For han har sat til sit ringe til at gøre det. Og nu er jeg skal alle sætte og prise mig sammen.
For store ting har han gjort for mig, han den mægtige, hellig hans navn.
Hans misforn var fra slægt til slægt, for dem som har fryder ham.
Han gjorde storverk med sin stærke arm. Han spredte dem som gik med hovmodstanker.
Og skrædte herskere med fra tronene, men de små ophøjede ham.
Han mætte de sultne med gode gaver, men sendte de rike tomhinte fra sig.
Han tog sig af sin tjære med Israel, så han kom ind i huset løfte til vores fædre.
Og viste miskunn mot Abraham og hans ætt til evig tid.
Ære være Faderen og Sønnen og den hellige ånd, som det var i begyndelsen, så nå og altid og i al evighet. Amen.
La oss be. Herre vår Gud og Far, vi takker deg fordi du har skapt lyset og dagen. Vi ber deg, bli hos oss nå når dagen heller, og vern oss mot mørket og den onde fiende. La oss her på jorden bo i ly av din miskunn, og en gang på den siste dag gå inn til den evige hvile og fred. Ved din Sønn Jesus Kristus, vår Herre.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
sic lisa over day, o verde iodi. Having lifted it on sic over day, o ye day fray, ye good father and servant, o in helio ons naven.
Amen.